listener exclusive.
Triple M Breakfast, Matty Ray here. Welcome back to the podcast for your Tuesday morning. And I want to thank Acting Inspector Brett Jamieson, who has filled in for Inspector Glenn Smith from the Murrumbidgee Police these past couple of weeks. It's always great to get the police on at the show every Tuesday morning. And this morning, we covered off a range of topics, including the investigation ongoing into the two burnt out 4x4s on Prod Street on Banner Ave.
Yeah, so about 1:40 a.m. on Friday the 19th of April, a witness was travelling along Banner Avenue at Griffith towards McDonald's when they observed two vehicles fully engulfed in fire, one being a white Holden Colorado 4x4 and a white Ford Ranger 4x4, which were parked on Banner Avenue in the area where the public park their vehicles when they're attempting to sell them. So the witness contacted 000, New South Wales Fire and Rescue from Griffith, and officers attached to Griffith Police Station attended, and the fire was extinguished within 30 minutes. Due to the intensity of the fire, a third vehicle, a silver Ford sedan, was damaged. Police are treating the fire as suspicious and are urging any members of the public who may have information in relation to this or any dash cam footage or CCTV to please contact Griffith Police Station on 6969 4299 or Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
And we're asking people, please come forward. Surely someone saw something, because two cars, particularly a Ford Ranger 4x4 and a Holden Colorado 4x4, don't just inauspiciously go up in flames. Surely someone saw something. It is a very public area of Griffith. So please come forward and call Griffith Police or Crime Stoppers again, 1-800-333-000. A man's been refused bail, Acting Inspector, after he assaulted an officer in Narandra.
Yeah, that's right, Matty. So a man appeared in court on the 20th of the 4th, 2024, charged after a police officer was allegedly assaulted at Narandra on Friday the 19th of April. Officers attached to Murrumbidgee Police District were called to Chantilly Street, Narandra, about 6:25 p.m. on Friday the 19th of April, responding to reports people were fighting in the street. During a struggle with one person, a male constable was allegedly approached from behind by another man and grabbed around the throat. The officer was released and a 38-year-old man arrested. He was taken to Narandra Police Station, where he was charged with intentionally choke person without consent, assault police officer and intimidate police officer. The man from Narandra had been bail refused overnight, appeared by AVL in Wagga Wagga Bail Court the following day, being Saturday the 20th, where the 38-year-old male was granted conditional bail to appear at Narandra local court at a later date. The officer was checked by New South Wales Ambulance paramedics but did not require any medical treatment.
And he's resumed duty as normal?
He was back the next night, so he's in good spirits, which is good to see.
Yeah, good to see. Good on you, mate, if you are listening. This one, I think a lot of people, particularly those who are travelling on the roads, should pay a bit of attention to. There was a two-vehicle crash at Kidman Way in Merriwaga, Acting Inspector. Perhaps it could have been avoided too.
It could have been, and could have been a lot worse as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So 11:35 a.m. on Friday the 19th of April, two vehicles, both being Toyota Hilux utilities, were being driven north on the Kidman Way at Merriwaga. One vehicle being driven by a 29-year-old male from Sydney was travelling behind the other Toyota being driven by a 19-year-old male from Griffith. The 19-year-old driver was travelling at approximately 60 to 80 kilometres and indicated to turn right onto a road off the Kidman Way. Vehicle 1, being driven by the 29-year-old, has proceeded to overtake the other vehicle, and as he was overtaking, realised the other vehicle was indicating to turn right. The 29-year-old driver has applied his brakes in an effort to avoid a collision, but was unsuccessful and collided with the rear of the other vehicle. This caused severe damage to both vehicles, requiring them to be towed. An Apple GPS crash detection alert was broadcast, with New South Wales Police, New South Wales RFS and New South Wales Ambulance responding. All parties were able to get out of the vehicles with no injuries and no hospitalisations required. When police arrived, all parties had exchanged details and provided a version of what occurred. Both drivers will report the incident to their respective insurance companies. Both drivers were breath tested, returning negative results. So the message here for everyone on the roads is just please be patient, slow down, be aware of what other drivers are doing, maintain safe driving distances between other vehicles. And if you're not a regular driver on country and rural roads, to slow down and take your time.
You're not looking into this one any further, or have you you've determined that neither was either wholly or predominantly to blame in this?
Yeah, no, the reporting for this crash, it's a P5 criteria for the police.
Yep.
So that we make sure no one's obviously killed or injured or drunk, and they can report it to the insurance companies who follow it up.
And the Apple GPS crash detection alert, is that something that's on our smartphones? So how does that work?
I'm not sure? I'm not a technical guru, but I think a lot of people have these Apple Watches, and some of the newer phones have crash detections.
Yeah.
It has happened before we get them, but because someone's left it on the roof of their car, the phone has hit the roadway. The phone activates like it's been in a crash, and it sends out an alert. So there is a function on some of the newer iPhones. I'm not sure about the older ones, though.
So how does that alert come to you guys and at the police? Do you know, or is that too?
I think it goes through a monitoring service, which then contacts emergency services. But you know, I'm not a very technical person. If the phone turns on, that's basically where I'm at. So,
all right. Well, we'll leave that technical information to our tech expert Trevor Long, who will catch up with us once again before 8 o'clock this morning. Now, we want to remind everybody that the school holidays are running, and Anzac Day, of course, Thursday, which means that there is a police office operation that will be in effect. Acting inspector.
Yeah, that's right, Maddie. So, like every year, and the school holidays are running. So, from midnight Wednesday, the 24th of April until 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of April, Operation Anzac Day 2024 will be in effect. This will see double demerits in effect for speeding offences, not wearing seatbelts, using handheld mobile phones, and persons not wearing motorcycle helmets. Just being caught using a mobile phone will incur 10 demerit points. So the message is clear. If you decide to drink alcohol, ensure you have a designated driver who won't drink alcohol. We want everyone to commemorate Anzac Day in a safe and respectful way, and to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for the great country we live in today.
That's right, and we do want everybody to do that and keep safe on the roads during that time of commemoration. Leave your phone away, of course. Make sure you've got a designated driver who won't drink alcohol if you do plan to drink. Watch your speed, wear a seatbelt, because double demerits in effect, you can lose your license in a flash. Acting Inspector, thank you so much for the work you've done over these last few weeks. You're feeling, looking a bit comfortable in the chair. Maybe Glenn Smith better be worried, or maybe this is what he's hoping for.
No, I don't think he has anything to worry about. So,
don't agree with that. But hey, it will be good to see Glenn again. He should be back, like you said, Brett, that he will be back on duty today, but he's going to be back in the Triple M studios next week. So we can't wait for that.
That's it.
Thank you, Acting Inspector Jamieson. And you take care of yourself. Maybe we'll speak again at some point in the future.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Maddie.
A listener exclusive.